The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kuja Ferijan, has assured the nation that adequate measures have been made for the success of the biometric registration and verification system. He said though the process is costly, the EC is prepared for the task ahead. Dr. Ferijan made this known at a meeting organized by the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, in Accra. The meeting was to afford the Institute the opportunity to compare Nigeria's experience with Ghana's perspective. Mary Atule was there for Radio Ghana.
The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Afarijan, noted that although it is the first time Ghana will be using a biometric voters register for election, the system has been tried and tested in other African countries. He mentioned countries such as Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone, Tanzania and Nigeria as having successfully gone through the system. The EC mentioned that for the biometric verification to be effective, vigilance will be needed in the operation of the machine and on the part of voters.
Now what we are going to do will be biometric verification of the voter. We have collected your 10 fingerprints. We will take those 10 fingerprints to the place where you registered. So it's very important for you to go to the place where you registered. The day of the election, you will go and there will be another machine, not the same machine, and you put your hand on the machine and there will be an indication as to whether you are Ramadan or not. But if it be good, it means that you cannot really slip through. If the register is clean and you have to use your biometric information to access the ballot, then it's going to be very difficult for anybody to cheat. However, let me emphasize that it is human beings that operate machines. Let's assume that when you put your hand on the machine, if you are there, it's supposed to indicate green. Now, when you come and put it there, it's indicating green. I say, no, it's red. Or when it's red, I say it's green. So the machines themselves cannot. Vigilance will also be needed.
The chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission of Nigeria, Professor Muhammadu Jiga, shared the Nigeria experience.
A report by Mary Atuli.